MSM meltdown over Farage's trip to Trump rally in national interest. By Kurt Zindelka on June 21, 2020. Nigel Farage was given special dispensation to travel to the United States in order to attend President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa, much to the consternation of the media class. After initially being denied permission to board a flight to America due to coronavirus travel restrictions, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said that Mr. Farage's trip was in the national interest and allowed him to enter the country. In a statement given to The Independent, the DHS said, on June 19, Mr. Nigel Farage, the leader of the United Kingdom's Brexit Party, was denied boarding while attempting to fly from the United Kingdom to the United States. The initial denial of boarding was made pursuant to a March 14 presidential proclamation that, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, suspends the entry into the United States of certain foreign nationals who recently have been present in the United Kingdom. After conducting a thorough review of the relevant facts and circumstances, DHS determined Mr. Farage's travel to be permissible under Section 2.11 of the Presidential Proclamation, any alien whose entry would be in the national interest, as determined by the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security, or their designees authorizing Mr. Farage to board his flight. In response to the decision to allow Farage entry, the left-wing Channel 4 news anchor, Krishnan Gurumurthy, questioned, "How did you get into America when there's a travel ban from Britain? Special exemption by the president for a friend?" David Gawk, a hard Remainer and former minister in Theresa May's government, was also spiteful, quipping that suddenly, the UK's quarantine policy makes some sense, perhaps suggesting Farage be confined at home on return to Britain. At the Tulsa rally, CNN political reporter DJ Judd noted, "Former UKIP leader Nigel Farage just walked past me at Donald Trump's Tulsa rally, no mask." Mr. Farage was last in the United States in February before the Chinese coronavirus pandemic took hold in the West in earnest, where he met with President Trump and Republican lawmakers. In a speech given at Liberty University during his visit, Mr. Farage said, "We've beaten them over Brexit. And in November 2020 Donald Trump will beat them in your presidential election. Be in no doubt." Mr. Farage has long had close ties to the president, even being the first British politician to meet with him following his election victory in the 2016 election, having previously appeared on stage with him during his campaign. At the meeting, Mr. Farage lobbied the president to return the bust of Sir Winston Churchill to the Oval Office, after it was removed by Barack Obama. Sir Winston has become an object of hate for iconoclastic Black Lives Matter supporters in the United Kingdom, with agitators defacing his statue in Parliament Square in London with slogans including BLM and Fuck Your Agenda, and well as spray paint branding him racist. At the rally in Tulsa, President Trump denounced the similar assault on American historical figures in the United States, decrying the destruction of statues honoring George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Christopher Columbus, among others. "If Biden is elected, he will surrender your country to these mobsters 100%, Trump warned. "If the Democrats gain power, then the rioters will be in charge. And no one will be safe, and no one will have control. Joe Biden is not the leader of his party. Joe Biden is a helpless puppet of the radical left," Trump warned. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.